The Gemara says in Davdan Mabez, Gufa Amravana Amr Shmuel, you saw Mumer Lavid Shechavim with the Lachim Shechita. So she came at Sin B Yoshafat Mal Yehuda, Shinana Misuda Sachav. We found the Yoshafat ate from the Suda of Achav. And the Gemara goes to a whole Shaka Bataria, and towards the bottom of the Amr, the Gemara says that maybe it's not a Raya, but Dilma Gavri da Achav Havuma Alu. Maybe the people over there, but his servants were not Rishayim, maybe they're Tzadikim. And the Gemara says, also, he can't say that. The Chassid of the Pasuk says, Moshal Makshiv al Dvar Shaka, called Mashar Sev Rishayim. When the Moshal is on a Rasha, then all his Mashar Sev Rishayim as well. And therefore, you have to assume that they're Rishayim and not Tzadikim. So, Rabbi Kivego, Yom Yom Nashas, Asakasha from the Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Gimel, where the Gemara says that the Dar of Yehoyakim were Tzadikim. So he says, you see, there could be a Musik that even though the Moshal is a Rasha, still his Avadav could be Tzadikim. So Lechar, it's not like what the Gemara says over here. They're called Mashar Sav Rishayim. So he wants to say, bring us on the Rami Pano, they have to say the name that made him in a klalus. It's not a klal, it's not all the time. Maybe it's rave times, but there could be exceptions. You could have a Musik where there is a Rasha, but still his Mashar Sim will be Tzadikim. But Lechar, it's Arachi, and if that's correct, then what's the right of the Gemara? How could the Gemara say that Behechach, the Gavri Da'achav, would lay Malu because of this Pasik of Moshe Makshav Advar Shaker? Maybe this is an exception. Once it's not a klal, once you find exceptions, maybe this is also an exception. And how could the Gemara say b'pshitas that it must be they're all rishayim? So lulei dvarav, I would think that maybe you can answer the kasha differently, and you don't need to come on to the skiddush of being the maidim in a klal. So about it is a klal all the time, but there's a chilik between masharsav and stam, the people of the dar. The Gemara is saying a klal that when you have a rasha, his masharsim are behechach rishayim, his servants, those who hang out with him are going to be rishayim. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin is talking about the Dar of Yehoyakim. The Dar of Yehoyakim could be Tzadikim, even though he was a Rasha. The Dar, not his Rishayim, it's going on the whole generation B'chlal. So like having that, maybe this din of Komashas of Tzadikim would not necessarily, Rishayim would not necessarily apply in a Shaykh that they could be Tzadikim, even though he was a Rasha. And in Mela, there's no Hechach to say that it's saying the Meidim in Aklalus, and in Mela would be moving Lefi that, what the Kasha of the Gemara is.